You're listening to a Rig Train Masterclass, supported by the Radio Independence Group and Creative Skillset, independent training for the UK radio production industry.
Like, we were doing the World Championships recently, and I got so carried away, and someone came in and went, "Shh, we're live!" And I was like, "It's sport!" I was like, that's the whole joy of sport, is that you get caught up in it and it makes it happy. I think it makes it relatable, and that's the, it should be that way. It shouldn't be a case of, I hate when people say you can't be biased. Of course you can. Of course you can be happy. Of course you can put that emotion across and show that you're happy, because that makes the listener happy as well. Especially in swimming, it does tend to be the same people for a very, very long time. It's always been Andrew Jameson, A.D. Morehouse, Sharon Davis, they're the staple ones that have done it for years and years and years. It's not kind of, I think football's much more, you kind of swap and change and different people, whereas swimming are so, this is who we use and this is that. So I didn't ever think it would be something that the opportunity would come up for myself. I love doing stuff kind of on the radio as well as TV. I love that sort of stuff. I can talk for Britain, so it was always something that suited me. It was always something that I was so interested in. I just didn't think I'd be able to get involved, and there was nothing really in swimming. Like you said, that we didn't have the opportunity to ever do anything like that. I only ever went to one media training day as an athlete, and that was it. And it was literally 2 hours long, and it was on security because we were going to the Commonwealth Games in Delhi, and that's all that we had, and that's it. So it was never something that was available to us to ever learn from. One of the best pieces of advice I got was, forget about what you're going to say, because actually, you know that for me, I know swimming inside and out, so I don't see why I shouldn't worry about what I'm going to say or worry about anything like that, because I know it. I know it inside and out. I live and breathe it. So there's nothing you're going to ask me that I don't know. So then just relax about what I'm going to say and just think about everything else and getting it out, rather than, oh gosh, what am I going to... And I think that's when you panic, and it's just easier if it does come natural and if you do just say it and not read it. But I think as well, I think it massively helps from working with loads of different people now, for not loads and loads, but just especially within swimming. It's so different when you're with different people and different presenters, because there's certain ones that do make you feel comfortable straight away, and you're just like, and you do totally forget where you are. And I think that's what I think makes a very good presenter, because you do that so well. You just make every guest feel so at ease, and like you're just in your living room with a cup of tea, and you're like, oh, so easy. An athlete's point of view, like coming into that role, we take it really seriously as well, and same with probably what Tim did. Like, I don't take for, like, just because I've achieved something doesn't mean I should be on TV or on radio. Like, that's kind of like, I've got no experience in that. I've not been and studied journalism or media or anything. No, you're a bit different because you studied it, but I didn't. So I tried to learn as much as possible. I've, like, spoken to Claire. I contacted Sue Barker. I was like, will you mentor me? I contacted BBC to try and work with Rob. I don't think you take for granted, for as a sports person, probably Tim's done the same, and there's other people out there as well. We want to learn the craft as well. Like, it's very different with journalism and broadcasting and everything, because it's such a long career and you have to start from the very, very bottom and work your way up. And we don't take that for granted. I don't expect to ever get a presenting role in the next 5 years, but hopefully in 10 years I will. And it's something that we want to learn all the time as well. Did the World Championships, and some of the summers had just been serving drug bans, and our thing was, should we acknowledge it? Should we talk about drugs? Should we do whatever? And actually, we decided as a team not to really go into it because we haven't got time. And I think that was the main decision, and probably a lot of people's decision when doing it. Have you got time to fully explain and be fair? No, unless you've got 10 minutes, which not many people on radio have 10 minutes free to talk on that subject. When you're in the moment, well, it moves on like that. So you haven't. So you can touch it. So we just touched on it. We just said, just coming back from a drug ban, blah, 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 just did that. And you mention it so the audience are aware, but we didn't want to go into it because we just didn't have time. And I'm sure that's pretty much most the case, even though people think, why aren't you talking about it? Because we haven't got half an hour to explain the whole story.
You've been listening to a Rig Train Masterclass, supported by the Radio Independence Group and Creative Skillset, independent training for the UK radio production industry.